Okay. We're in the middle of a discussion of truth, right? We have on the board, put a picture in my head. Machlokes, Achakira, Machlokes, the conclusion to Truma. Do we say that you need full shlichus for Truma? In which case, you would have to say that the difference in arsenic and nardin is nothing to do with the shlichus. Yeah, and the Truma is just a kula in Mudr Hadah. Or do we say, like the Rabban and others, das, no chiyut, as it were, is enough for Truma. Truma is perhaps fundamentally different from other things. And you don't really need shlichus. And I suggested, and we have many, many nafkaminas, some have suggested I really could put another nafkamina on the board, which is Rav Shlomo Zalman's discussion. You know, can you... you know, he also brings in other factors there. But in the end, he seemed to think it might come down to this discussion. Things that come down to this discussion. Can this Rav David Baharan fellow, can, or anyone else in any situation, can you be mafresh truma for someone else without their explicit permission? Okay, some little bit on the board, you know, in terms of the Tosfos Rush in Bar Mitzvah. Okay, in any case, then we analyze a little what might not apply that. And we said, well, it might depend what truma is. If truma is more of a real chalos, like hekdesh and mekar, etc., then it might make sense that you really need bayimus, in which case you really need shlichus. If maybe truma is just in the realm of isurim, maybe for isurim, the other guy can't be ma'akim, and also davar shenu shelo, but you don't need bayimus, or shlicha bayimus, or perhaps we use Rabbi Yisrael's chakira, even if it is some real chalos, they're all along, you're just clarifying it, that you're not really doing so much. What you're doing is the realm of Isurim. What we didn't get to is the last point, which is the kasha that some of the Achronim ask on the Ramban, which that the whole half of the Ramban here is that it's not really, we're not really talking about shlichus. It's just permission. It's just a lack of eco. It's just a lack of injection. Hold on a second, but it's clear we are really talking about shlichus. The Gemara in the beginning of the third parak, the second parak of Kiddushin, shlichus v'nalan brings three makaros: Kirushin, Truma, and Korban Pesach. And okay, they have a whole shaklot target. Which do you need? Which don't you need? Etc. But it's in the classic sugya of shlichus v'nalan. And the sort of upshot of that, so yes, we follow till the end, is that the important part of Truma is the Chiddush of who could be a Shliach. Atem, Gam, Atem. Could have said Atem. It says Gam, Atem. Gam, Doramos is a Shliach. And that's a comparison. The Gam is a Hekesh to the Atem, which just like you are B'nai Bris, so to the Shliach B'nai Bris. From here we learn the Psol Goyim for Shlichas. And in the Gemara in Bava Metzia wants to know all the Dina who's could be a Shliach, who can't be a Shliach. Katan, Goy, etc., they quote the pasuk of Truma, that a Goy is possible to shlichas for Kol Torah Kula, because we learn from Truma. So obviously, we do consider Truma to be shlichas Kol Torah Kula. So how is there room for a Hakira here? You should have the Hakira on something that's not all over Shas as the classic Sukkah we learn shlichas from. That is a very, very difficult kasha, and I want to answer that in a few ways. Okay, that's how you count them. But against the Ramban, who did he make? Right? Number one. So here, what's the Usha on the Ramban, who did he make? Which is that it's Mefurish. The Truma. So, one answer is Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it seems that a lot assume that way. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he takes it to Rav Pasha. This is his big tradition, how he answers up the Garden of Mathia without coming on to other yourselves. But he takes it to Rav Pasha. He says, I am Baran and the Ramban. Right? He didn't have a topic, he was Ramban, so he knew the Ramban from the Ran who argued to him. Bina l'chora mevus pliyotza. Okay, the nirlin is daiti, the l'chora, etc. And what does he say? He says, the mikol malkim chasin hashmichli l'kav las mitzvah atra arminet beikorna micha, etc. Zoch lo avin shlo v'fonav havikimol shlo. There's a chiyah mitam shlichos, this rabbi. He says, unlike half of what I have on the board here. Okay, if I still have the board, it's unlike. He says, the Ramban didn't really mean what you thought he meant. You thought the Ramban means you don't teach shlichos, not shlichos. He didn't actually mean you don't teach shlichos. He meant you do need shlichos, but you can get to shlichos with gilui das. Why? As opposed to a get. Divorcing my wife is not as chus. It's not as chus to divorce my wife. It's a decision. Sometimes I want to, sometimes I not want to, but it's not like a chus to divorce my wife. It's not good to be divorced. You have to take into account the circumstance and take the lesser of two evils. Therefore, you need shlichus through the front door of mino shlichus. However, that is a good question. But if you're, but nonetheless, it's a good question. But if you're willing to say that the manda amar is a chiyalav mitam shlichos, really means an is mitam shlichos, is a mino the Torah, not a mino, you can get away with it. So what does the Ramban say? What does the very creator says? I'm not saying he's right or wrong. The same. He says that, but truma really is his chus. I have payros. Truma needs to be taken off these payros to make them kosher. It's a good thing to happen. It's a great thing to have my payros, to have trumas taken off my payros. It really is his chus. What's the only reason everyone doesn't go taking truma off everyone's payros? Ah, because people want to do a mitzvah themselves. It's really, it's not like divorce. It's really his chus. It's a wonderful thing for my payros to be in the tukkan. It's just that there's one little technical side problem which I might want to do the mitzvah myself and I'm supposed to do it myself. But once I feel like das that I don't want to do the mitzvah myself, then maybe let's be, if we did zachal and zolof fun, which wins what I get. Even if I feel like das about to work my wife, it's not as a plus. It's a very complex chalos that I decided to do. But truma, once I show that I'm not marked on the tiny side issue of I want to do it myself, fundamentally, it's a zechus, and therefore, says Rabbi Eger, on there is Rabbi Eger. Says Rabbi Eger, he says that the Ramban really, he really also meant shlichus, but he meant shlichus through zachal adam shalom b'fanav. He meant shlichus through zachal adam shalom b'fanav, and therefore, it's not a stira. Again, all shas shlichus comes from truma, but then there's another pasuk where zachin counts as shlichus. If you assume, even though he says kila adam shlichus really is much shlichus, that. And Gilad Das is enough for Zochin, not for everything. If again, if I'm the Gilad Das that I want to give away my house, it's still not a Zochus because it's fundamentally losing. If I'm a Gilad Das I want to divorce my wife, it's still a Zochus, fundamentally losing wife. But if I'm a Gilad Das that I want someone to take truma from my payros, that fundamentally is a Zochus. It's a little side problem that made us hesitant. That's where we keep it anger. It really is Shlichus. Or rather, let's say Gilad Das, I think the phrase really is Shlichus. He says, "Our Ramban is not as radical as you thought." Say,
if you're assuming that he needs to get to be at the top of the rock, they have to be able to know from my prayer whether or not what is supposed to be.
Right, you get that. The happening. Right, the happening can be one of those afraid. That's a chus, because after all, it's really a chus for some side issue that he might want to do it himself, so you can get rid of that by going.
No, I'm just kidding. The guy does a chus of me. Not yet.
Correct. So the hot thing is you're going to be going, well, it's not fair for his plus. Not so crazy. Why can't you have a going, it's not fair?
Or you need to be a shaliyah.
Yeah, so you were a shaliyah because you thought it was a plus for him and you were right. We didn't know you were right until later. You're being a shaliyah. You're being a shaliyah. You're being a shaliyah. We just weren't sure if you were right for thinking it's a plus. You're wrong for thinking it's a plus. Like, it's not fair. You're right. So this is the assumption that Zachin is not Dafka Leah the Meyadim, it just means a good thing.
Also, we put it to Swiss and in talks in Garris and Truma, which is Garris and Swiss, not because you want to be less, of course, really.
It's not just a Swiss government, it's still a Swiss government beside you. What? Okay, so Gershon will have to deal with this. Okay. That's one. Rabbi Chanan here, I don't even know who to blame for this. I mean, blame traditionally. And Rabbi Chanan didn't say it. Rabbi Chanan said something which is very, very straight and very, very straightforward. And then he said, and one of the Talmidim wanted to add to what I said to say a nucha. It's a little too clever. Lanius Dagdi. Maybe it's, or maybe just clever. It's very clever. Question of too clever. Rabbi Chanan was just saying something for a different sheet or for the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? He says, through Zachin, I can be mafresh. The Rashba says, I can be mafresh without shlichos from my payros to be mitakin yours. Just not from your payros to be mitakin yours, not the Rabban. Says, that's where it makes a lot of sense because there's two things going on in Truma. There's being mattering the Shirayim and making the Truma. So it doesn't make sense. To make the Truma, you need shlichos. That's like hektesh, you're giving something away. That to be matter the rest. You could say, in on a matter, Dabashin or Shalom, you need permission, you know. So, yeah, you need permission of the guy to be matter the shrine. But the chalos that needs shlich is actually making truma, because making truma is what's really a commitment. Matter the shirayim is just a very, very innocent change of status. It's not a transaction. You know, making truma is a transaction. Matter the shirayim is just an isra beheter, you know, side effect. So, okay, that's fine. Said one of the Talmidim something very clever. He says, you can split making truma into two things. What do the Rabban really mean? Of course, you might need shlichos for truma, but there are two things you're doing. You are answering the truma and mattering the shirayim. So he says, let's think about it. Answering the truma, that's shlichos mamash. But that's not hanah. He doesn't get any hanah from the truma being usher. Remember, it's in a dark. He gets hanah from offering the shirayim. Now hanah, you can eat the shirayim. But that doesn't require shlichus. He said he split into two. The Ramban was only, again, it's a little too clever. I don't think it's the Ramban meant. But, says the Kohen Shirayim, that was Shirayim, one of the very clever Talmidim. He says, really, the chalos truma. Thank you, Yoni. Oh, yes. I went, the first time this ever happened, the chalos truma, that being shlichus, but it's not hanah, so it's not being discussed in the darim. What's being discussed in the darim? The heter shirayim, just needs gilui das. After all, that's not a real chalos truma. It's just the heter shirayim needs gilui das, and that's the only thing that's hanah. So therefore, this is hanah, and the topic of nidarim. What is it? Lamed Vav and Beis or something? See, nidarim of Lamed Vav. The Ramban wasn't really discussing making truma. He was discussing matter the shirayim, because that's the only thing in hanah. And matter the shirayim doesn't eat shlichos, but it's not a stira. Okay, it's very clever. Again, I think it's too clever. But it's very common.
It adds
a word to this, it turns out, then it doesn't actually explain the Ramban so well. Because if it then.
Just like that's not.
You're saying it's not just too clever, it doesn't fit the Ramban. The whole point of the Ramban is that is not a shlichus de lashon. But if not a shlichus de lashon, then what gives you the right to say true? Okay.
One implies the other.
Okay, we're in cross the way. We don't have to worry about the covenant rules. Not because he didn't say it. He's just writing one of the tummy concerns. Yeah, it's clear it's too clever. Okay. Not the question. What can we say? Right. What can we say? So, I thought you could say, and this is really, Rav Shlomo Zalman says this at a certain point, and in the end, you have a little note. From his very good friend, Riz Zalman Belzer, the Baal Eben Azal. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, meaning his Rebbe, as it were. Correct. because you see that in the Evan Ozel. You know, the Evan Ozel loves at the end of, like, nice pieces to quote the discussions he had with the other Golden Yerushalayim. The other Golden Yerushalayim quotes him as, like, you know, the young Talmud. So in the end, Mori Garabi, as he says, versus Talmud Meltzer, he has like a little one-page letter where he relates to this, and I think he also seems to agree to this. He says, maybe really there are Sedim going on here. There are two ways to be Mafresh Truma. You can be Mafresh Truma without Shlichus, just with Gilui Das, and that's what the Ramban means. You can also be Mafresh Truma as a Shliach. And that's what the Gemara is talking about when they get a Darshan Atem Gam Atem. When they Darshan Atem Gam Atem. Maybe there are two tracks. There's Shlichus, and there's Gilui Das. And that is, let me just read for it. I mean, Mr. Zalman is super duper clear about this. There's shlichus and there's non-shlichus. There's many nafkamina that seem doing it in the shlichus way and doing it in the non-shlichus way. And Rav Shlomo Zalman quotes Amari Panim, who also suggests that there's two different tracks. There's the non-shlichus track and the shlichus track, and the Gemara Darshan, the shlichus track. Slight tachak. I will maybe try to sweep it a tiny bit. I thought maybe that you could. It's a chiddush. I thought maybe you could dive this in the Rambam. It's interesting when the Rambam talks about, you know, usually we like to be dive in the Rambam. What did the Rambam start saying? Also, Adam Shliach Lahakul Truma Samaisu Shanemar came to read Gamatem Rabbo Shanemar. Okay, Shliach, that's very clear. Deinos and Shliach Akko. Shanemar Gamatem Atem Negris, Shlichem Negris. Okay, Shalom Yisrael. Continuing. Hamisha Lo Yitromu Vim Tarmu Ain Trumasam Truma. Five people can't take Truma. It's a mission. Hacheresh, Vashote, Vakotan, Vahakum Shetarim Shal Yisrael, Vahafilu Bershuso. And a guy whose Torah reduced produce even Bershuso. Someone else's without their permission. Now, there's a little bit of redundancy here. In Halacha Aleph, he says, you can make a guy. In Halacha B, he says, five people can take Truma, including a guy, even with permission. Or someone who's not an owner, even with permission. You could just say, okay, Grandma's a little redundant. When he said, a guy can't take off Truma, even with permission, he meant to repeat what he said in the previous Halacha, you can't make a guy shliach. When he said someone who's tarmas as she'ino shalo, even rishus, without rishus, he meant to repeat what he said in the previous halacha that you can make a shliach. Meaning, but if you don't make a shliach, then obviously you can't. But I wonder if you say the Rambam wasn't being redundant. Maybe the Rambam is also hinting at Tzvei Dinim here. Halacha Aleph is you can make a shliach. And halacha beis is, and halacha beis and gimel, let's say, right? Gimel is kalachitz ol yafos. What did he say? The amal kalachitz ol yafos, seder trumas or truma, shahare eno makbid, is not being makbid, giving rishos. Maybe halacha aleph is shlichus, and halacha beis and gimel is even without shlichus. If the guy's not makbid, you can take truma off of his property, and Bava Lebaisra Malakafnis, the Yafos, Baisham Yafos, Mashatarim, Trumasa Truma, Shahare, Eino Makbid. And that's when he has to say the Goy is plus twice. Number one, you can't make Goy Shliach. Number two, forget a Shliach. If you're not Makbid and you give Rashos, a guy still can't take off, Truma. In both Dinam, a guy is plus. That's why he has to plus a guy. That's why he has the possible going twice. So is there an afkamina? So the Mario Panem discussed the afkamina. Everyone tries to come up with afkaminas, meaning obviously otherwise you're just talking nonsense, right? So slow this up. First thing is, and what's the nafgamina? The nafgamina is whether you need to be mevatel l'shlichus. If you're just doing it through peida, pilei das, then as soon as you change your das, the guy can't do it anymore. But if you made him a shliach, then even if you change your das, if you're mevatel l'shlichus, you can still do it. Changing your das is not mevatel l'shlichus. The shlich has sticking power that even if you no longer have das, the shliach sticks until you are mevatel. And that's basically what the Maariv Panim says. Is here someplace. What is Maariv? The Maariv Panim says, give me a second. The Maariv Panim says a similar thing. He just takes it further. He says, if you made him a shliach, then according to the Yushalmi, deeper is not even batal deeper. Then you can't even batal it. Just when you do Gilead Das, you can't even batal it. Then both the nafmin is in bittal. Let me just point out one thing. This is a diak which you can take or leave. The Gemara Kedushin is funny. What's funny about the Gemara Kedushin? If I read you the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara Kedushin says, Shlichas min alan, and then the get parts we've already read earlier in the year, earlier in the Zaman. Then the Gemara says, now we know the Shlichas for Girushin. And of course, we also know the Shlichas for Kedushin, because Makash Abayir Ligitsiya, right? The oldest definition of the Allah does not have the following Mishnah and Trumos. Omer the Shluchos say Turom Turom Kedas Balabais. Tell a Shliach to go take Truma, he takes Kedas Balabais. Meaning 40th, 50th, 60th, whatever you usually do. In your day, Das Balabais, Turom Vino, this Echmat Michim. He doesn't know what you do, he takes a 50th. Pichas is our host. If he's off by 10, you want to the 40th, he's a 50th, or rather, he intended a 50th, he took a 40th, took a 60th. He made a mistake. Truma, so Truma. Okay, there are some Minolan. How do you know? And if don't say you learn from Gerushin, because Gerushin is whole and Truma is a certain amount of Kedushin, and the answer is, Gama Tam L'Rabbos HaShliach. So, I just wondered, like, this is not the Mishnah of, like, you can make a Shliach to take Truma. This is a Mishnah of how much the Shliach takes, and what if he makes a mistake. Like, you never know how much you can die. But why didn't it quote, where is this mentioned, the fourth parak? Why didn't it quote earlier Mishnayos? Like, for example, at the very beginning, you could say, Chamisha lo yutrom otorim sorry, Nuskin shetarim yistral afil v'shus eitrum asa truma, the deer because the yistral is tarim v'shus 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 truma. Why not quote that? Why not quote from the third parak? Here it says, Ben Beso Avdo is Shivkasso Litrum Trumaso Truma. If you gave permission to your Ben Bayis, your Ebbe, then Trumaso Truma. I'll never say that. The Shutfit has obviously been, can be torn for you. Okay, maybe that's different. Why put an earlier mission? Why put the mission from a fourth parak and not anything earlier for Sakasprumas? So you could say, maybe that's not a valid question. Or you could say, well, they wanted the word Shliach and only in the fourth parak does it call it, use the word shliach, just because, you know, that word fits into the sunya. But of course, you can also say the word is more than just a word. Maybe you could say, you know why they quote it? Again, third parak, Hirsha es a ben beso o bamedvar mutual deeper. When is the other guy's true enough al if he didn't say anything? Well, Hirsha gave permission, you told him ben beso ab, authorized ben beso ab, which was the trum, truma so truma. I mean, that sounds like a straightforward Mishnah saying you can have someone else take Truma for you. Right? Like, this Mishnah is all about how much he takes. Why not quote the straightforward Mishnah? And why quote this other side point? You could say, you don't have to answer that question. But maybe you could say like this, because the Gemara in Kiddushin also knew there was Tzvei Dina. Rishus, Rishus. The first pair and the third pair used the word Rishus. Ah, just Rishus? That's not necessarily shlichus. That's a gilui das. If you don't mind someone else to take truma, that we're not going to bring in yet, right? But this mishnah, the fourth parak, the guy takes the wrong amount. He does what you didn't want him to do, and it's still valid. That's not gilui das. Gilui das. I want to give a 50th, and he gives a 40th. I just lost 500 shekel worth of produce. Because he messed up. That's not called Gilui Das. That's not Nichios. That's Hamayim. That's Einan Mosin Avashen Shalom. Meaning, if he does exactly what I want him to do, that's Gilui Das. They don't need to bring that into the secondary confusion. It's only when he makes a mistake and it's still valid. Why is it valid even though he made a mistake? Why is it valid even though he took off the wrong amount? That's because once he's a shliach, he has power. That's because of Shluchos Ladin Kamoso. That's Shluchos Ladin Kamoso. That's not Gilui Das. It's only when he does it, that's not my Das. That's not my Rishos. That I'm not Noach. It's only when he's Oser Dabar She'inu Shalom and hurts me against my will, then we say that only worked with the Shluchos. Okay, you could ask one of the commission actually. We'll see what the answer is, because here you should have said something, and since you didn't say anything, then you have no tightness. But I it could be there's a deal that the reason they quote a Mishnah from fourth parak is because they know there's Sveitina, and they don't want to quote any Mishnahs of Rishus, because that doesn't move Shluchos. Only when it's quote the Mishnah of Habomer L'Shlucho, which shows that he can go against my Ratzon. Going against my Ratzon only works because he's a Shliach, a Shlucho, Shlodin Kamoso. Maybe that's a deal. So, yes. No, in Truma, because if I want to sell something or remak to something, there's only Shlichos crap. Only Truma, which you could say, well, it's more like Yisurim. Could be here on the board than like real hektish and that kind of thing. That would be two tracks. So maybe there's speaking them in Truma. There is a track of Gilui Da'as, Rishus, and that's Nidarim, Daflamatovim Bees. And then there's a track of Shlichus, and then that's Kiddushin Mem Aleph Omid Bees. And Bab Metzia Ein Aleph, what is it, Omid Bees, where they have this discussion. I an Aleph on a base, and where can I find a hint to this idea of Zvei Dinen Remez the base Dinen Baramba Dalid Aleph versus Dalid base to Gimel? You can make a Shliach Dalid Aleph, and then in Dalid Gimel Kafiyat Zliachos he says, oh, as long as you weren't machped. Didn't he say you can make a shliach? But that's not in the middle. This did not make a shliach. And then he gets into, now that I discuss shliach, I want to discuss something else. And that's why it's the pasul good twice. And maybe a deal. In the Gemara, in Kiddushin, lo heviyu, let's just pick one Mishnah. Mishnah, dehirsha. S then B, so is there Midin Eloy Das A view rock S Ham Mishnah did what's the Lashon? The fourth parak Piches Asara, Hosef Asara, the Piches Asara, oh, Hosef Asara. Maybe that's, yes.
Isn't there a Gemara that says, I made you a Shaliach with the
Kriya? Yes, so you have to. So you'd have to get out of that, so how come he did less or more? So the answer has to be that since I knew that some people give a 40, some a 50, and some a 60, and I didn't say, then I didn't like build in a tonight the shlichus that you have to do it the right way. Now I'm going to have to be subtle and say, but still, it wouldn't work without shlichus. Meaning, normally, it's an umdana, but I think you're slaying to say, and to do it the right way. Here, since I knew there were three tracks, and I didn't say, which, after all, if you give it 30, then taco would be bottom. It's only within the three tracks.
Is it the not
being the original not being of the bit, change your that? The drusha, optional, the fix. Meaning, in the exercise,
we see
that the only with the down.
so that I can do it.
you shall not die.
Yeah.
The step to Victoria, even after he's not allowed to, but it's called Victoria after the guy died.
We don't know. So, Matan Ladatkim, Afshulchem Ladatkim. So, how can Maripanim say that even if you no longer want to, you can't be Matan? He's saying Ladatkim, you have to create a Ladatkim. Once it's created, it takes on a life. It takes on a life of its own. He's trying to explain the funny psak of the Rambam, Peridal of Alachates, which is one Pirush in the Mishnah. Which is that even if they're on Vatal Shliach, it's still valid unless he takes from the wrong place. If it's Vedinim, we're not getting into this because I'm making a lot of assumptions here. The Rambam says, if I send a Shliach and I'm a Vatalim, it's still valid Shlichos. Implies if he takes from the wrong place, it's often in the dark, it's still valid Shlichos. Only a Vatalim and he takes from the wrong place, then it's not true. Well, maybe that's because it's Vedinim. Until I'm a Vatalim, it works with each Shlichos, even if he makes a mistake. As long as he takes the right place, it works in Gilui Das, even when I was about to the Shlichas, I still want it to be true. That's getting too far afield.
Is there any place where the Gilui Das works if you also need Shlichas?
No, it's a big finish. Basically, to defend the Ramban, I think you have to pick one of these three Hidushim. Either he really means Achman, so fun, and he really doesn't mean that it's fundamentally different. Chana is really too clever, so we cross them off, or say that they're a bit tzvedina, maybe you have another answer. You're welcome to bring it to me. But it could really be the tzvedina in an odd kiddushin. How do we know there's a difference? Because it could just be din, rishos. The answer is, pita, sar, hosma, sar. That would only work with dinshlitz. That would only work if you gave him coffee with dinshlitz. Not because you wanted to, because after all, you didn't want it to. That's my diuk in Kiddushin. Okay, I haven't seen anyone make that diuk, but it's a nice question. Why did they pick up this Mishnah? It's not a mocha question. What do we say? There's no reason. What do we say? There's some reason that they had a word in common that, you know, fit nicely literarily. But if you want a non-literary reason why they picked this Mishnah, you have to go to old Mishnah's Trumas, you have to make an assumption here and there, but even I think with pshat assumptions, the whole Masechet, why did they pick this Mishnah? Could be because there's Tzvedinim, and all the Mishnahs of Rosh Hashanah don't prove Shlichus. Only this Mishnah proves Shlichus, which is why it uses the Lashon Shliach. I just want to end with the Ran. The Ran is the last thing we haven't discussed yet. The Rambam.
Hey, Rob, don't you think it would be more in this exact sphere? Because then, for example, our Rambam committed last time, how could a Kata be told for his father? You have to say, you only do it. Sorry, you have to be inclusive. Well, if I do it the wrong way, then it could be
what? Yeah, that was another option. I don't think so. So you take it true. The Ran is funny. Why is the Ran funny? Because he seems to be so sure of himself a little. He's really on the same side. Well, I remember in our sugya, he was the anti-Ram, right? He was the Ramban's nemesis. And he says, what are you talking about? Look at, I'll add the words, my Gersa in Ilum Metzios, and it's clear that you need Shlichus for Truma. You don't know what you're talking about. And that matches one thing he says in the Darim, which is that if you say Kol HaTorah Min HaMafsid, it's not good enough. You need a Minur Shlichus. But the problem is that over here, he sounds like total Minur Shlichus. And that matches one line of what he says in the Nedarim. What he says in the Nedarim is actually somewhat complex and in the middle. What does he say in Nedarim? He says, all of a sudden changes his tune. Sounds like Ramban. Etc. No, all of a sudden he starts saying like Tosos. This is only Gilui Das. Not exactly like the Ramban. He's the anti-Ramban. And if you say maybe he just changed his mind, but no, you see how he's not the Ramban here. Because what does he continue? He says, Davka ba'omer kol rotzol litrum yav yitrum to lav shlichus gomer, which is not shlichus gomer. Meaning there's shlichus ba'alya, and there's lav shlichus gomer, shlichus she'ino gomer. Umiyo kiyaminan, etc. That's only lishna mitzias in between them. But if you said for the Torah, the Mav said, that wouldn't be good enough. So you simply have some sort of in-between shita that's a lishna mitzias. It's a lishna mitzias. Meaning, if you ask, what's the nature of this lashon of kol harotza litrom yavo vid vigyatrom? The Ran here sounds like it's total shlichus, the same as kol shemei kol. But the Ran there makes it something a little more in the middle. I don't know if it's a stira. Here he's trying to go against the Rabban, said it's not nothing. It's not mere gilu das, it's all. So he puts together kol shemei kol. And then in the Darin, he's a little more mafurish. But what am I trying to say here? If you have kol harotza litrom vechuli. One shita is the Ramban. It is not shlichus, just giloy das, which the Ramban starts out as saying. He mixed both the shows. Second is, let's call it the first day in Tosfos here. First day in Tosfos here says, right, that's the first. Yes. Let's say Tosfos. Olive says it's a regular shlichus, just like kol hashamea kol. But the Ran is tricky. There's definitely a stira that he emphasizes different things in different places. The question is it a stira that he managed? So sort of selfishly emphasizes different things in different places, even if sometimes he uses exaggerated language. I'd like to think that there is perhaps some stira in terms of what he's trying to tell you in terms of the language he uses, but it's basically the same shita because it's the middle shita. Then the Ran, what did the Ran say? In Kitten. What did the Ran say? In our sugya. In Gittin, he says this is the Ramban, but it's totally wrong. Nirak Moshitrit with Tosfos. Okay, Moshe Jirtz B'Tosfos. He says, you need Shlichus, Moshe Jirtz B'Tosfos. Right? You need Shlichus. Come on, what he means, this Jirtz B'Tosfos. Okay, is he committing himself that it's exactly the same as Kol Shemei Kol? That's what it sounds like. But then you add the Ran in the Darim, and what does he say? He says, it's a Gilui Das, but it's really a Shlichus she'enu gomer, he says it's not like a shlichus gomer, and lishna mitziyasa. He doesn't use the words of she'enu gomer. He just says it's not like a shlichus gomer, like kol shemei koli. It's not like shemei koli. It's in between. And what is it in between? It's not equal to kol hashomea koli, or to Kol HaTorim ain't no mafsid. Kol is not a shlichus at all. And it's not that, it's a lishna mitziyasa. Kol HaShemea Koli is a shlichus gomer. Whoever hears my voice, you should do this. Okay, it's a lishna mitziyasa, it's in between. The Ran seems to have a new shita, which is that it's in between lishna. Not like the two shita we had on the board, but a new in between. That seems to be the shita of the Ran. The question is, what's the nature of that in between? Right? What's the nature of that in between? Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that piece, wants to say, he's really Zachman Rosh Shlomo Fahm. That's what he's playing in between. And it has to be clear enough to be Zachman Rosh Shlomo Fahm. I'm not so convinced because the Torah calls for amino acids must be Zachman Rosh Shlomo Fahm. You show them that it's the cost that you're happy for them to do. Seems like you're actually in the Minor Shlichus, like the Minor Shlichus. But it's not as much a Minor Shlichus as that. And therefore, you know, it's, and he says very explicitly, he says that kol harotza lichtov, yichtov get le'ishti would not work for him. Gittin needs shlichus ma'alya. Truma needs shlichus, but you don't need shlichus ma'alya. It's enough to have shlichus lishna mitzi asa.
This one's sure, where he talks about the difference between Gittin, where it has to be shlichus shalom and timosa, to match shlichus to truma, has to be just how sharp. And the Rambam that I brought, they bring the right Rambam, so that you can get it. But the Rambam has to, if you can't give truma, you shouldn't. It's awesome, but if you did, the truma was truma.
Okay. So the Rav is not the only one who says this. Also, the Torah says this. Okay. Rav. But this is basically what the Torah Rav is also saying in slightly different words. And you know, I think also, whatever, I think you listen to everyone who are saying this. What's the Ron trying to say? The Ron's saying that get needs shlichus ma'alya of kol shnei kolim. But truma needs lishna mitzias. Shlichus in gomer is again, he says, contract to do gomer, right? Shlichus in gomer of kol harotze litra. What is the difference here? What is the difference in get and truma? So what does he say? He says here, he says nicely, there's two ways of looking at shlichus, right? There's two ways of looking at shlichus. And we're going to come back to this a lot, like the next month and a half. We're going to keep coming back to this until we get to the beginning of the next part. Through the beginning of the next part. The famous Sosa. The one way of looking at Truma is that I am giving this power over to you. More like a harsha, right? Use the word harsha. Harsha in halacha means like I just give the power over to you. One way of looking at it is I'm giving the power over to you. The other way of looking at it is I'm making you my yada arichta, I'm making you my arm, right? Isn't that I'm making you my arm? Or is that I'm giving the power over to you? Am I making you an extension of me, or am I making you independent? The shlichus, working with me, or is it more independent? That's basically the Hakir of Yosef Engel in the beginning of the Lekach Tov, right? Beginning of Lekach Tov, he makes it a little more complicated. But basically, yes. So let's think about it. Says the Torah Zraim, he says, and says the Rav, which I forgot, Maisi Karbon, the drush, the drushes, the first drush in Maisi Karbon, that was what was unique about the Rav. And so the Rav gave a nice, hashkafic, inspirational drush of both philosophy and practical life inspiration. It was always based on a lumdus in some chumra sugya and shas. The shita. So, what do you say? That, what's the difference in get and truma? The difference is obvious. In truma, there's a pile of wheat sitting there. I could just say, you know what? You take over the pile of wheat. Put it in your hands. And that's fine. Now you're in charge of the pile of wheat. With Gerushin, it's my wife. I can just say, your wife now. I can say, Gilus, your wheat. I can't say Gilus, your wife. I'm the rest of the worst, my wife. Worse is personal. I can just say, take my wife and divorce her. I can say, take my wheat and be my person. I can't say, take my wife and divorce her. You can't take my wife. It's my wife, not your wife. Gerushin is personal. It's not just a rechush that can be handed over. You can't write a contract, power of attorney, you can't write a contract and say, okay, I'm taking this, I'm putting the subsidiary corporation, whatever. No. So to divorce my wife, you have to be working for me. To divorce my wife, you have to be working for me. To take shuma off my property, it's obviously it's similar to Ramban. But even if you say you need shlichus, you need authorization, I can say, I'm handing over to you all the rights over the truma of this property. Can't say home to you, I'm handing over to you the rights over my marriage. It's my marriage. So therefore, the difference, and maybe that's the difference, think about it. I want you to work for me. Whoever doesn't, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to work on my behalf. That way it's enough. The Lishnah Mitzi Asa, Kla Rota Litrum Yama Vietrum. Do it on that option. Do what you want. You do what I want, and you do what you want. And that's why one is an Isra and one is not. If I say Kla Shamea Kol Gifto Get Leishti, I am saying I request of you to act on my behalf and write a get. That's one Sukkot Shlichus. That's why it's enough. If I say Kla Rota Litrum Yama Vietrum, say, whoever wants to do something, I'm handing over the authorization to them. But you do because you want to, not because I want to. You're doing what you want, not what I want. I'm giving you the right to do what you want. As opposed to get, I'm asking you to do what I want. That's a fundamental difference. And that's why one is Hanah, one is Sin. If you're doing something that I want on behalf of me as my Srola, then that's Hanah. If I say, I'm handing it over to you, I'm giving you advice to do what you want, and you do what you want, that's Hanah for me. Meaning, if I would make money for you, it would be enough. Given that mitzvah is not the hardest thing to do, the very fact that you're doing it, so it's not enough. You're doing it, not enough. You're doing it for yourself because you want to. It's like, do what you want. I think that's the fundamental difference. There are two different sugim of shlichus, and I think that's what Ron is saying. The Ron is saying that by get, you mean shlichus of himosolash. You need to be like me. You need to be an extension of me. Meaning, the shliach is the yada arichta, this is the loss of Yosef Engel using that piece, of the mishaleach. Ah, that kind of shlichus? That kind of shlichus? That's hanah? That's why we isra hanah to say kosher man, koli, yitrol, trumasi. And that works for get. Ah, how can you divorce my wife? That's what you have to work for. I'm divorcing my wife through you. But by truma, maybe it's a different kind of shlichus. That just you need the shlichus of granting authority. Now you need more than me not lying. No, it's not for a lie. It's not enough that I don't lie. If it was just enough that I don't lie, then I'd be able to say kol ha'torin eino mafsid. And then that would be against Howard Hirson. But but who says that the two first suggestions they weren't getting when they learned from Gairus and they learned from Truma have to be the exact same kind of shlichus? Maybe there are two kinds of shlichus they get in Midmar and Kedushin. So maybe then the shlichus of granting of authority where the shliach now has the right to act on his own. Obviously, a classic nefmina this we'll get to. We have all these questions, like Joel brought up, right? What if the Bailam was incapacitated? What if the Bailam died, etc.? All these you could have various show them. To what extent are you independent or are you just an extension? Are you independent or are you an extension? This is not for Tegu, but Akira, you look at Shlech Masa Aid and Shakatari, then maybe there's something to this. Anyway, so it could be this fake human shlichus. If there's not, again, there's nothing that I say in their box. If shlichus is not, they're saying, no, the two different kinds of shlichus, not a spirit of the whole chas. Yeah, there's shlichus, but shlichus can work in two different ways. There's one kind of shlichus, which is shlichus of authorizing someone to be in charge of something and act independently. There's one kind of shlichus, which is sending someone to act on my behalf dependently. And his actions are attributable to me. Is that his actions are attributable to me, or his actions have power because I authorize them? In Truma, maybe his actions don't be attributable to me. He needs the shlichus in order to take Truma. But the Truma is not personal to me. The Truma is a halos on wheat, as well as my wife. It's true to the gearish is halos on me. Therefore, he needs to be working for me. Maybe what's the reference means that. Again, there is a Hakira Shlifus, and apparently it's the Rav and Yemezi Karam. Okay, check it out. That there's two different types of shlichus, and that is a in-between shita. What is Truma? It's not that it's not shlichus like the Rabban. It's not that it's the exact same thing as get, just a kulamai surena. It's a different level of shlichus. Shlichus is not ma'alya, that's not gomer, a lishna mitziasa. It's in between level of shlichus. I mean, in between half and half. Between. It has some of the traps of shlichus, but it's not as full of an identification as the full shlichus.
When we read the Torah, Sorin basically came to that conclusion, but that conclusion is very revolutionary. saying that the term Shinat Shalayim can also appear in different sugyas, will mean different things in different sugyas.
Even within the same sugya, right? Even within the same sugya, there's slightly different levels of shlichas. And I think what you have to say then is they're not completely unrelated types of shlichas, but perhaps, you know, they're different. One is building on the other. You have to say sort of a chlamas ha'imah, otherwise there's no connection to what the movement is. You'd have to say there's some sort of a chlamas ha'imah. Just one second.
That's a chiddush of the achron.
And that's a chiddush of the achron. That's a chiddush of the rov and the torah. Right, although you wonder what the Ran meant, but you need the Lishna Mitzi Asa. The Ran, it's always hard to tell. Like, the Ran clearly wasn't thinking in the same Munachim as the 20th century Achronim. But what did he mean in the Munachim he was thinking? He says something very vague and intriguing. He knew he was saying something intriguing. What did he mean by that? I'll leave that to, anyone wants to suggest anything. I'm certainly open. Okay, but that's the end of our discussion.
That's also quoted. I have here the same Terence. Who is giving us?
I don't know where everyone is. Oh, the Torah Sarayim is Rabbi Aryeh Pomeranchik. He's a Talmud of the Briska Rav. He's also, it's a very tall, thin Sfarim. Very tall, thin Sfarim.
He thought that it wasn't a real Briska. He says it's not a real Briska.
Bracha and the Torah Sraim and the Aryeh Shag or something. What else? The Torah Sraim is like the most well known that you can put on the Bar Ilan. But it's very, very, you know, I think it's all well known.
How are we going to learn things from Shul?
It's not that it's not real shlichus, it's that it's not the same level of shlichus as Girish. The only reason we don't learn Gerushin from Truma is because it's Yeshna B'machshav, right? So why not say you can't learn Gerushin from Truma because it's not the full kind of Shlicha? And that is a... That is a good question. Now, the truth is that if you want, that's a very good question. This is getting into the next one already. Is a Shira or Shmuel or Shmuel Rozovsky, who says it all differently, who maybe get this work much better. It says not the difference in get and truma. Get actually goes with truma. And with Karmel Pesach, and with everything in the Gemara and in Kishon Alpha Mitz. But maybe this would, and I don't think this would recommend, and I don't think it's right. What did you say? He says it's Dabkik Sivas Get. Sivas Get doesn't fit with regular Shlichus in Kishon Alpha and Beis or the rest of Shas. How do we know? So it's the first thing it says in Kiddush Me'alva Beis, Mishalach, Malamei Cheha, Shliach Hosa Shliach. And what do we know about Sivas Get?
No, can't.
Immediately the Me'alva Shruim, the Shliach. And okay, we have to get into the Rishon, the time we show to get through with it. That's something specific, at least the extent of it. Afilu Ba'omer Imru, we possibly even Omer Imru is no good. That's only in Sivas Get. Could be that Sivas Get is different from Shlichus Altar Kuba. And maybe that's what the Ron meant. So another option is that in a Hanami, delivering a get, that's the same as Truma. That just requires the regular Shlichus. It's only writing a get that requires more than the regular Shlichus. Why does writing a get require more than the regular Shlichus? Because what?
It's part of my severe.
But delivering the gift is also part of the Maisavira Shay, and delivering the gift is not part of the Maisavira Shay. So it could be that that's about the Shema, it's about Das Masnayim. Somehow, writing the gift requires more of a personal connection than even delivering a gift. Because after all, shliach is osur shliach in halacha. The get shliach is not osur shliach in writing. Yet, for reasons that we've spent a number of shiur trying to figure out. So Yoni, that would answer your question. I'm not saying if there is or isn't another way to answer first, Ryan. But right now, of the stuff, the other option is, and this again, we can put. If you look at Rishon Rozovsky, I think right here.
Yes.
Right. Oh, yes. See?
I'll tell you which sin we did. Oshin Nun Zion.
Oshin Nun Zion, obviously. The truth is I found it on very large. Shin Nun Zion, yeah, it's actually right here.
All right.
I'm
going to say
for a second. Yeah. The Rav Shmuel certainly says it differently. It says Rav Shmuel. He says no. This is the regular Tulipas of authorizing a Maisa or Truma, Holochas Get, and Holatorakula. And the proof is regular shliachus. The litmus test is that shliach osa shliach, right? That's what shows the regular shliachus condition on alpha. And this is the unique shliachus. And who says unique shliachus? Shas, by giving it unique rules all over the place, of sivasket, after all. Yechto. Now, I know Yechto also means Yitain because he's a sukkah, right? And he is Yotzim Kohler and he's all the other things put together. But nonetheless, the ksiva, that's the relevant part, unique of ksivas haget, which requires, and again, I do have it here. I even underlined the important line. I wasn't going to say it, but maybe that was a mistake on my part. Which says sivoy habal, you need a special sivoy habal, which requires a direct sivoy in order to perhaps to create das hamistayev. I mean, not to create, to concretize das hamistayev. That I'm adding. I see this again, das hamistayev. That requires a direct sivoy. And this test is even afilu omer imru lo mahan. Not only is mili lo mehsrim l'shliach, that is shtekan osa shliach. Why tell you already that you can't pull it? You might tell him to tell someone else you can't. At least the way most of Rishonim was. Right? Because that regards direct sivay abal. Direct sivay abal, that's l'shna ma'alya. That is kol shem e'er kol. That's a direct sivay. The Lord wrote says not a direct seed of Baal. That's not enough. That's just regular seeds. And that works much better. That's very small. I guess didn't say like the Torah's rhyme.
Wouldn't it be better to take
the Flash Lashma. That depends on the Machlosi, the Rambam, the Ramban, whether it also applied to Shtaros of the Anonymous. Right? Slash Lashma. Okay. Or create the Shema. I don't have any. Okay.
Why can't you say that the Shlichus is not necessarily the same? Don't change the your discussion to another question. But you say that the subjective experience from that Shlichus is different, and that's what you're referring to. And that also answers more than that.
I understand it. The Shlichus is the same, that Mark and the same color groups of the Tokyo.
No, it's giving authority. It's giving authority in both cases.
But the Ron said it's possible by saying color groups of the Tokyo. It doesn't work.
The Ron
says it doesn't work. That she's not divorced. Ron says, well, she's not divorced unless I use a Lishna Mahal. So that's why it really doesn't seem to get it. Okay.
He's not saying, the Sukhul Sok is not actually saying that he's doing the Lishna
Mahal. He's not saying within the woodwork fire. I think. You just call that a higher level of students. That's no matter what you call it, semantics. Okay. And that's not so crazy because we do call the shliach kol over. Remember, us being shliach son. Okay, Kitzer, what have we seen? Okay, we've seen that the nature of all three things the elf mountain is true, but it's very complicated. According to the second day of Tosos, who says like the Rambam might like the Ram. Well, he says that's not the same as Gittin. He doesn't say what it is. Right? Let's just point that out. Tosos. Day of Bays is a question mark. Is he saying the Ramban or is he saying the Ram? Basically, whichever you like better, say he said. Kitzer, what have we seen? According to the first day in Tosos and many Mishnah, it's just regular to Mashal Yisrael community. But we saw many, many Nafkaminas on the board last time. And Mashal was not really lean this way. That maybe it's fundamentally different. How is it fundamentally different? Maybe you only deal with Das. Why? You can still agree with Kitzer. Zachia ends up Shlichos just through the back door. Or he crossed out the Kobe Shiram to this. Not just too clever, but didn't really meant to flush him out. And again, it wasn't him. So it wasn't Spadakdik. Or maybe you can say there's a saying, there's two tracks of right? There's two tracks of taking Shurim from someone else. But I have some Diyukim that support it. And again, the Diyuk that I like best is why they put this Mishnah in the conversation in Kiddushin and not an earlier Mishnah in a sense. Or the Ran says it's something in between, it's Mitzi Asa. It's in between not shlichos and shlichos. It's in between shlichos ba'alia and not shlichos. What is the nature of that in-betweenness? So the Torah's Rambam and the Rav says there's two different kinds of shlichos. There's a shlichos of being like me, and there's a shlichos of having my power. For Gerish, you need to be like me. Otherwise, you know, I can't give you power to my life. For Truman, it's enough to have my power. Which again is a chiddush that you're being a sakina harifa afse, so you're sleepless. That's why Rishon Rozovsky said no, it's not a difference. The good segue we're going to talk about in the next 2 weeks. It's not a difference between truma and gittin. No, even gittin, if you're doing a halachas get or kabbalas get, that's like truma. Everything called truma is like truma. The difference between truma and all sleepless adults are kuma. Which is about authorizing someone to do something, and ksivas get. Ksivas get is unique. Okay, whether or not that's what we're even meant to shliach, we'll have to see. The Ramban says it's unique, but that's not what the word shliach means. It's unique, that's what we're talking about. But ksivas get is unique, and the litmus test is, I can have a shliach make a shliach for everything, except for ksivas get, at least. Depending on who you ask, at least according to many Shonas, we've seen. Because to write a get, call it a shma, call it dasa mishaya, to write a get, it needs to be a direct dasa of the Baal. And therefore, you need direct seat at the kol shma koli, and that's why it needs to be one step, not two steps. But for everything else, doesn't need to be a direct seat, boy, it just has been authorization. Okay, kol rotz is good enough for authorization. In which case, what would come out of this is that if I said kolorotza lichto get leishdi yichtov, it's possible. But if the get was written, I said kolorotza litain es haget leishdi yitain, then it's kosher. According to Rishwal, right? Right. That's what you're trying to say here. It's not me, it's Rishwal. Well, we're just illustrating what you're trying to say. Okay.
Right. One question.
Yes.
The rabbi that wrote the
Mm-hmm. Or Herschler, or whoever took over.
They're not
Herschler. Yeah, whatever. What did he say?
He said that the difference between the Ramban and the Ram, that the Ramban requires Kol Harotza, and the Ramban just says Gilui Das, even if he doesn't say.
Where does the Ramban say he requires Kol Harotza? I thought the Ramban was not requiring Kol Harotza. Okay, the question is his opinion is the proof. I'll clean that or I'll look at it. Okay, Biker. Let's go to the next mission. Next mission, Rabosai.
You want
to
be sure of the board?
Yes, please. Middle of the Sonic Club. Actually, you know what? No, not yet.
No.
The later middle. Two-thirds way through. Bar Yishav Makis, we get Lishna Brotza Lasach, a barbing, as opposed to two Mishnahs ago, or last Mishnah, which is Mushlach Mabor, / Masukan, / Yotzi B'Shay Yorim Farish, / Yotzi B'Kolar. A bari, a regular, healthy, normal guy, says kiss we get leishti. He does not mean kiss we too. He means he's joking. And it's okay. Then Maisa, let's read the rest of it. Maisa bari efen shomer kiss we get leishti, but olam roshagag did not follow the base, and he fell off the roof. Amr shmuel the wheel, we atzvo nafal, he fell by himself, or he said get. And maruach bechaso ain't no get. And if the ruach You know, he just had bad luck and was blown off by the wind, then it's not again the worst. My splister, what do you mean? We just said that Bari's joking. And now we say, all he said was lichtov, and it was valid yet. Obviously, they didn't write it after he died. It means either they wrote it before he fell off the roof and then went to ask the rabbi if it was valid, or he fell off the roof and they wrote it while the medics were treating him until he died and delivered. Okay. Because there are Maxarahani Imokhi. So is again, if he's a Bari, then Kisru just means it does not mean Kisru. But it means Lasachik. But if he wasn't a Bari, that he was really about to die, then that's good enough. We don't need to know he's about to die at the time. It's good enough he was about to die. Well, my son, what does it mean, may atzmo nafal? Seems to be a chloksi in everyone in the Tosafos Rit. I'm not sure why the Tosafos Rit disagrees with everyone. What does everyone say may atzmo nafal means?
Yeah.
They killed themselves. That makes sense. If he says, right, get to my wife. If he happens to die in a freak accident, then he only meant kiss. Then he didn't mean kiss. If he then went right away, okay, then there's the Achron all discussed, how do we know when it's right away, when it's, you know, exactly how do we know, where do you draw the line to the word of truth, I'm not giving those technicalities, but if he then went and killed himself, obviously he's only saying kiss, because he's going to kill himself, and he's likely to yield to Kolar and a Mesukan. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The Tosafos Rit is very strange. He does not want to, he doesn't want to bring suicide discussion. He says the Atmo Nafal means he fell out of his own weakness, that he collapsed and fell off the roof because he was so ill. And then it shows that he meant Kisru Tnu because he felt in himself that he was dying because he was so ill and he was Sukkah. Okay, so he makes it into Nafal, the Atmo means he falls out of weakness because he was obviously very sick, so sick that he kind of close to everyone else who says he committed suicide. I'm not sure why. Well, the Pashup Shot is like everyone else.
Mental health.
Yeah, well, which, all right, everyone else says it. You're right, including Rashi or someplace, right? What does Rashi say? The Daikta Mitchilo Haisalakach. He originally intended to do this, to kill himself. Why did the Rid non interpret Pshuto? Does he somehow think that Allah would be different if he killed himself? Someone who thinks to kill himself doesn't count as one of these four categories. That's what it sounds like. It says, if he planned to kill himself, then it wouldn't be valid yet. Only if he said it's valid yet. I'm just sorry on why that is. So I'm going to leave it with sorry, and I'm not discussing. What does it mean, Ratzel Asahi? But he wanted to joke around with her. Right? So here's the question that bothers Riki Beiger and everyone else, which is, why do you have to say anything about joking around? Just say, he wanted to write a get, and he wasn't ready to deliver it yet. If he's about to die, then obviously he wants you to write and deliver the get, because what good is writing a get going to do if he's dead? But if he's planning to live in the foreseeable future, then he probably wanted you to write a get. And then he'll decide whether to give it or not, or he'll make a condition, or this or that. Meaning, what's wrong with just saying he wasn't masachik at all? He just meant kiss what he meant when he said it, said what he meant. As opposed to someone who says, who meant more than he said. That's what you and I would have said. We didn't have the word in the Mishnah. We read, Habari Shabar Kisru Get Le'ishtum, Le'ishti, Hari'i Lu'gitnu. Why? Because he only said kiss what he wanted to give it himself when the time was right. So why did it say Lasachik? Why this unnecessary Lasachik? It's not a very long question. So, of course, the one answer is the Chidush Miksav Yad, who answers the question by denying the premise. What does the Chidush Miksav Yad say? He says, that's what it meant by Lasachik. It didn't mean Lasachik to joke around. By Lasachik, they meant he wanted to just write the get and then decide later whether to give it. And that's what they mean by fooling around. They meant he was playing a trick. They just meant he was fooling around. He hadn't come to a final conclusion yet. Sometimes when someone doesn't reach a final conclusion, you call that fooling around, even though they're not joking or tricking. That's what he says here. Russell Sachik, but Pemrish, what does it mean, Lasachik? Came to Lomar too, Lotus Kabinet, look, Siva Greta. He only meant Siva. He only meant Siva.
What?
What do you mean, he'll put my shame on it?
Meaning, if they give it, it's not clue. If they give it.
It's like, she's not the person, but I get it by the get.
that she's not divorced, unless he says to
her. Obviously, of course, she should forget.
Okay, but that's a lesson.
Put the lesson.
Ah, okay, good. So, one option is, says the Kiddushin Kisav Yad, that it just means Siva without Nesiva. It's not, meaning the question is, why do you need a joke? Just means Siva. That is what it just means. But Rashi says it really means a joke. What is Rashi saying, Hulin? I don't mean a joke, like being funny. But it really, because what does Rashi say in Hulin? Rashi says, he's really, why are you being sachik with her? He wants a divorce, not. No, she's nudging him for a get because she doesn't want to do both. He doesn't want to call it or whatever. She's nudging him for a get, and he doesn't want to give her a get. So to get her off his back, he tells people, kiss fool, so that she'll stop nudging him because she's not a, because she doesn't understand how these things work. But really, he meant he didn't want to divorce her at all. Really, he just meant it as a trick. That's exactly what he was tricking her. She wanted a divorce. He didn't want to divorce her. So to trick her, he says, oh, you guys kiss foo, so then she'll stop looking at him. But they won't really divorce her. That is the maybe, Rashi says, means real tricking. Right? Rashi versus maybe something else. Rashi and Hulen. Nobody think you're disagreeing. No. It's really, actually, it's literally just a ruse. No, he's just fooling her. He doesn't really need to divorce at all. Ah, now the question is, but why does he have to, why did the Mishnah have to say this? Why isn't the Mishnah Sam Yad good enough? Why does the Mishnah have to say he was joking around? The Mishnah could have just said that, the Mishnah could have just said he never said to. Right? Why is this necessary? But why is this necessary? So one derech is what Yoni just suggested, which is maybe what Rabbeinu Gershon has in mind. Says Rabbeinu Gershon in Chulin, be'ein kosvit she'ino osa elosuk. Right? It's only spoke. Right? Rabbeinu Gershon would be the Rashi. Right? That's where he got it from. It's only spoke in kosvin. They don't write. Okay? Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'or HaGola. Rishon and Peter Rabbeinu Gershon Ma'or HaGola. That's his thinking. For the last, 800 odd years. The in Kosin. Now, what does he mean by in Kosin? And here, the Akronim go to town. Says the Achiezer. No, he just means in Kosin Benosin. That's just a short Lashon. But says the Tiferes Yaakov here of Rav Yaakov Gizlantai, he says, no, the Mishnah is telling us an Afkamina. It was just that he didn't say Tanu, you would think that at least you're going to receive it, and if the bottom slides, give it to them. But Mashmalam by this code that if they write it, it's not even a valid get, it's not even a good siva, it wasn't written l'shma, and therefore, even if you, the husband decides to give the get, it's possible. So that's the Kiddush of the Teferis Yaakov. Al P, Rabbi and Gershom. Again, the other says Rabbi Gershom didn't mean this, he was just being lobbed off. But that's what he says in Kosfin. He says, L'chadesh de Aksiva Sula. That even the Ksiva is possible. And therefore, even the husband decides that the worship gives it again, it's still no good. Because at the time, he was joking. And that's Hakka Chiddush. Another way of saying a Chiddush is the Rishash. Says the Rishash that L'chadesh to us that L'chadesh that Af Alpi Sheyotzal Derech Miyad ain't no get. Why? It was only Chiddush Miksav Yad that he said Kisvu without Tnu. What if he said Kisvu and then went away and then went away on a non-Dikashka, not Liyan and B'Shayor? Then he just went away on a safe trip for a year. So if it was just the Chiddush Miksav Yad, you would say normally he didn't mean Tnu, but if he went away on a trip, obviously he meant Tnu. Why? Because why would he want someone to write a get and then he wouldn't be there to take the get and decide what to do with it, right? Obviously, if it was only Savyan, if he ran away on the trip, you would say the umdana is he wants you to give it because it's worthless to write a get if he's going to be away on the trip and isn't going to have any get. So the chiddush of it was just the chiddush miksavyad. Again, what's her saying? It was just the chiddush miksavyad shot. Then it would, at least the get would be good if he decided to give it on his own. But he needs the chiddush of the tzaddik. It's like, well, he decided to get puzzle made cards. It was written in this book. The Rishat says, if it was just the chiddush miksavyad shot, then at least if he said kiss would get leishti and then went away on a trip for a year, we would be Lodi Milsa that he meant Utsnu, because why would he want someone to write again? He's not going to be there to give it. Obviously, then you give it. But now that we know what's saying, it's spoke. We say, ah, he wasn't dying. When you're not dying, you trick people and you joke around. No, the reason he did it is to trick her, because let's say she was the one to get before he left. She says, I don't want anyone to leave me here and what's going to happen. So he tricked her by saying this, but he didn't really mean it. Rabbi Akiva Eger has a. Yeah?
According to the last three lines in the Tiferes Yaakov, I understood that if it's clear that it's Eino L'Sakhe, then the mere saying Ketiva means Ketiva Amenat L'Msor.
Aha. So, at the end of this Tiferes Yaakov, what does he say?
Lalo Shol Davar.
The Amar, Di'icho Le'afshu Mesuken, sorry.
The third line from the end.
Aval Bariki Agavna done in the Sachek. Amar Vlovik Seal Shem Gershon Klav called it. Again, Hainim. Domer Habari Domer. Di Cholish Eino Masukan. Then Hidlo Yitno, but it's still not a Mischak. Aval Bariki Agavna done in the Sachek. Amar Vlovik Seal Shem Gershon Domer.
Yeah, from there.
The Bibori begins, she's Barlow Shane of Sachin, Girls for Emma's Lagars, the Super Reed Sava, looked over the Pirish and Garrison, Ozma, and Nixie Boss, and Muscle, look and now, Lashon, Lero Dot, Kane, Mikal. Mikal, ha, Postkin. And that is similar to what Rabbi Kiva Eger says, fair enough. And then, interesting, it's very opposite to my dream of trade, Suka, and you can kiss with Tsunu. Bola Shane of Suka, you really need to see those. And a Bari, you're joking. What does he point out? Something else, which really Rabbi Akiva Eger also says here. Rabbi Akiva says, those are people have it. What do you need to spoke? Just say that, by the way, the Rambam said, what does Saviyat? He says, if a Bari says, kiss with Yadla Ishti, they write him and give it to him, and they don't do anything more. Okay, sounds like it wasn't, he said nothing about spoke. He leaves out the point of spoke. Sounds like it was from Saviyat. I can't prove it. but what did Rabbi Akiva Eger say? In the parentheses, which is apparently maybe not his original words, they say here. After Sarah Mishnah, the Misha Armor Kissu Gomer Belibo Lift of Elite and Kumabuch. Whoever says Kissu seriously means Kissu. You know, I have to look at the end of the first half again, but let's see at least where we keep it anger. Says where we keep it anger. Or at least, again, this is the parentheses, and then they say at the end, we found this, I'm not sure if it's his original handwriting, but says, at least whoever wrote this, Bishop Incubator, he says, no, it's because Rashi denies the premise of the Hidushim Miksavyad, meaning anyone who says Kisfu seriously means Kisfu Utu. That's the three ways of defending Rashi Rabin Gersh. Anyone who says Kisfu seriously means Kisfu Utu. There is no one who just wants Kisfu. Now, I don't understand that at all, which maybe why the editor said, we're not sure if Rabin Gersh really says this, because why can't the guy just mean Kisfu and then I'll decide later? Or I'll make a tonight later, or I'll make a deal later. You know, Kisfu and then. But anyway, three ways to defend Rashi. Rashi says, again, Kiddush Miksavyad said the mission doesn't mean spoke. It just means he wasn't fully committed yet. He was along the process. And I think the Rambam sounds the same, so the Rambam brings it down in the Mishnah Torah. I don't know if I put the Rambam here. Did I?
Yeah.
Put the Rambam on the sheet? Okay. Then what is say, Omer Kiddush get Le'ishti, he doesn't say anything about spoke. Kareel, Posim, Posim, and Nosim, Baal, Biyotim. They know some Le'ishti, and Shiomer Lehem. Okay? He's saying something practical. He's not saying shot in the Mishnah, but it could be, right? Let's say the Rambam is certainly mashma this way. Mashmash Ramban. Certainly not Mashmash Ramban. Yeah, that's for sure. He's Mashmash. He just he said what he meant, and he did more than he said. Why does Rashi and the Gershom he's found the shot word of the Mishnah to add real spoke? Either way, to Eger. Because, no, they think anyone who seriously means kiswa means to the only way to make an act kiswa is make it spoke. Or no, I admit that that anyone says kiswa doesn't mean to. But spoke is adding a new chiddush. What's the new chiddush? That even the ksiva is possible, even if he decides to give it, or is Yaakov means to be a Gershom, or that even if he goes on the derech, and now it doesn't make sense to make kiswa without spoke. Still, he was meant something. Okay. Yes.
This is kind of an idea. See it on the
correct. That could defend very to be eager. After all, you would point to Shmuel, who was here when you learned 3 years ago, right? Shmuel in Gittin Daf Yud Ches, who says that once we should not say Garsha, which most Rishon are saying is the time of Ksiva in Lopiros. Right, for the time he writes to get, he ready to just write to the papers, he's ready, the marriage is ready, partially, etc. So you're right, it could just be the Rikyu Eger based on serious halachic role, the halachic status of Ksivas again is not just preparation. It's a very good point, and which makes a lot of sense based on the idea of Das Maschai as well. Okay, good point, we'll come back to that. Okay, end of this Gemara, how Gavra de Olbe Kvishna, there's just a tangent. Ashka met Makri Yanuka Obrey, the Cheder Rebbe and his son, the Yosvi, the Yosvi and Shakuni with the third guy. I'm a little bit treatment. I have to get the base of two of you, right, to get to my wife. The Soshkim Mikre Yanuka, unfortunately, the Cheder Rebbe died. And the question is, when he said two of you, did he mean any two of you, even the son? Why? Because those days, the world was different. They respected their elders. Me, Masri, and his brush, Shlicha Bakam Abba, Olam. Would any person intend that a son could be a Shlicha? Father was there? No one intended the son to do anything. Father was there. That would be disrespectful. Rav Nachman, Rav Mashmi, Rav Shlich, Rav Makam Abba. No, it's an umna. When he said two of you met the stranger and the father, because no one would appoint the son in place of the father. Clearly, it can't be the son and the father, because they're puzzle ages together, right? No one appointed the son instead of a father, because that would be disrespectful. Rav Papi, Rav Mashmi, Rav Shlich, Rav Makam Abba. Get. I'm a rabbi, Rav Mashmi, Rav Shlich, Rav Makam. Okay, now we get to where we're starting this year.
Yeah.
I'm the Shnayim Tzu get le Ishti. Oh, the Shlosha kiss we get to le Ishti. Ariel, you have to move in. If I tell two people, give a get to my wife, I said give. Or I tell three people, write a get and give it to my wife, the Iker of both these, I said give. That's the part of Davka. That really you have to move in, they write and they give it. Amar l'shlosha to get that they write and give it themselves. Amar l'shlosha to get l'ishti. What if I tell three people just l'shlosha to array elu? So if I told two people to they would give it themselves. If I told three people kiss from two, they'd give it themselves. Or if I tell three people to array l'yomer l'chem yichtum neishasam bez. They don't have to, they can. They're allowed to appoint a substitute. Because I mean, the bez and the mayor. Mayor says, when I tell three people, a clearly result. Now, when I tell the kiss foods, then I'm making them shluchim, because I'm telling them exactly what actions to do. When I tell three people a general result, to get the ishti, I'm not relating to them as shluchim, I'm relating to them as a bezdin, and bezdin to the point of substitutes.
How do we know they're relating to them as a bezdin?
Because he says, because there are three people, and whenever you say three people, and you tell them something which is not detailed steps, but just a general result, or a mayor assumes you're relating to them as bezdin. It could be part of Minim Shalom. That's where Bielsi disagrees. He thinks that's not humans. That's not psychology. That you're not relating to a best unless you say so. Okay, but who did he get it from? The Beis Asurim. Rashi says who was in jail?
Rabbi Akiva.
There are many stories about Rabbi Akiva in jail, and he taught Torah to his Talmidim in jail. This is one of the stories. Amr Yossi Numino the Shliach, Numino means said to the Shliach, Af Ani, like Af Anim Kabbalim. No, we have a conflicting Masorah. We don't believe you. Shafilo Amr, the Bezan Godel from Shalayim to get the issue. Even the Bezan Godel Shalayim doesn't work. She yelled to be a customer. They have to learn and write it on their own. They can't appoint a substitute. Be it no. Amr Lasora, and this is really the next Mishnah. It's not our topic yet. Kiss with two get the issue. After Godel Shalayim close, but I tell 10 people, write again and give it to my wife. I don't mean all 10 of them. It's obvious. I mean 3 out of the 10 of them. One of them writes it, two of them sign it. Who can so? I say it's Lizman. Who can so? Who? Then obviously I mean all of them. They can't all write it. But those who call them close, they all have to sign it. Because you can have more than 2 of them. The fika from Asaph Mary, they get batel. Therefore, if one of them dies and they deliver it anyway, it's batel. Because I said kulchem, and there wasn't kulchem. Meaning one of them dies before they sign it. Okay. Amr Rav Yirmiyahu Rav Shalach Levish Rav Lishmuel Lamdeinu Rabin Amr Lashayin Kisru Mitzvu Get Leishdu VeAmr LeSofer VeKasav VeChasmu. Hey, what about like the Mishnah? I tell 2 people Kisru Mitzvu Get Leishdi, and they sign it themselves, but they appoint a substitute sofer to write it. Like, is the writing significant or only the signing? Mahu Shalach LuTeitze, she should be divorced. Meaning, if she remarries, she gets divorced. Rechoshe is not a valid get, but there's a Talmud. But I'm not sure. It's a something get. Because we need to figure it out. Ma'ida reserves Talmud. What's the suffix that he had unresolved? Again, this is Shmuel. He didn't mean Darts on Talmud. Like, oh, I'm not holding it in an answer. He meant there's a specific suffix that I have that I have no evidence to resolve. Eiling shem nagulim mili, misakling mili mitzvah l'shlech olo. If you say it was mili, they handed over words. I told them write a get. They said words. Someone else write a get. And either so whether words can be handed over to shlech or not. No, it's Pasha. He passed like a real Yosef Mishnah who says you can never hand over, you can never substitute. Words cannot be handed over to a shliach. You can never substitute for writing a get. No, he must have had a different something. Obviously, but are we talking about the writing and the signing when our whole Mishnah says write, write, write? Does it mean the sofer writing the text of the get, or the edom writing their names, their handwriting, and are we makbid on the siva sofer, only on the chasimas edom? Okay, this already introduced the concept of milu lomem from shliach, at least where Yos holds milu lomem from shliach, maybe implying that Rav Meir holds milu lomem from shliach, but Shmuel can have a suffix, because he passed like Yossi. And what are the things that we have to figure out, and we'll have to tackle this next time? First of all, what are the shitas of, let's just, this is your homework. I'll add more makos. But what I'm trying to figure out, what is Rabbi Yossi Shita Milo Metzim Shleach, and what is Rabbi Meir Shita Milo Metzim Shleach? Right? How does it sound for each sugya, and how does the person deal with that? Each of the 3 sugyas sounds sometimes sound different. What's the machlotzim or Meir and Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? Why do they argue about the 3 people who you said to? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? And much more challenging, Milo Metzim Shleach, 3 interlocking.
Yes.
3 or 4 interlocking questions. Okay. Mili. What things are called mili and what things are not called mili? Clear enough, Chavtes and Aleph. Telling someone to write a get is called mili. Telling someone to deliver an already written get is not called mili. What about everything else in the Torah? Is that called mili? Is that Havad Shliach and Kabbalah? Is that mili? Havad Shliach Le Kiddush? Is that mili? Havad Shliach Le Truma? Is that mili? Et cetera, et cetera. Number 2, what if the word lomemsur and l'shliach are not given over to the first guy or to the second guy? Does that mean I can't give over relay to a shliach, or I can give over relay to a shliach, but he can't give it over to a second shliach? Thirdly, I guess, and with that, that will keep us busy for now, is what's the svara why relay are lomemsur and l'shliach? Like, why shouldn't relay be memsurah? Mashliach, and what did that have to do with some of the other ideas we've been discussing? Okay, we'll have to come back to these makoros and to more makoros that I'll add. Amir Tzeshev next time. And next time, we should hopefully be able to tackle the Sugya Milu Mashliach. The layout, the lay of the land here, by the way, I'm just going to point out, you can make of this what you will. It's one big Sugya Milu Mashliach, lots of sub Sugyas. All the way till the top of Samach Zayin Amud Beis, which is almost the end of the parak. And the shakla v'tari of that sugya is exceedingly complex. Like the Tosafot Sugya and the other Rishonim, just count how many pages in the Rishonim there are, compared to how many pages in the Torah, and compared to every other daf we're given. Exceedingly, the cheshbon is like holding cup like you've never seen before in your life to just get the shakla v'tari. I'm going to give you a lot of time to work. We are going to start with just some of the basic concept wherever they found Shas, Mili, Omer, Imru, without, before we get into the specific Shakla Vatari of our Sugya. And then in the end, we'll discuss the Shakla Vatari of our Sugya and in however much depth we are able to, we will. beyond that we won't. So certainly, if you do want to get down all the cheshbon, the shak of the targa of the sugya, you should put some extra time into it, because it's very, very, just trying to read these two amudim Tosfos and Ramban, and it'll make your head hurt. Not necessarily tell you anything about Elul and Shlichus, which is why it's different than some other sugyas. Okay, to be continued, Mitzvah Hashem.